Developers Glenn Gellert and John McGrew are business partners with a company called Swell LLC. They were in town in late January meeting with neighboring property owners after securing financing for the project through the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Gellert says the company was able to make a case that the housing project is needed here.
AHFC really focuses through this funding application process to award projects that are in some of the outlying places, what they would define as rural. And so we're used to getting funded, and so we were pretty confident that we were going to get it. But whenever you do finally get it, it's always a big day for us.
Swell LLC was awarded two grants totaling over $1.2 million, as well as tax credits with a value of just over $4.4 million. The company can sell those credits to investors looking to reduce their federal taxes. Then that money's available to build the project. The Petersburg project's expected to cost around $5 million and take about a year to build. The developers say these projects are rare in more remote parts of the state because of the high cost of construction. The developers met with neighboring property owners during their visit and presented preliminary drawings of what the building could look like. They're using the name Valhalla Place. Swell plans a 15-unit apartment building on three lots next to the medical center on Excel Street. They plan 13 two-bedroom units and two one-bedroom apartments. It's initially been drawn out as a two-story building, but could go to three stories based on input from neighbors. Here's McGrew.
It won't just be a box. It'll have a nice design element, and we're working with possibly a local architect. The bid's out right now for the architect, but we think it's going to be a real nice, modern kind of design that I think people really like. I think it'll be colorful and well thought out.
Three units will be rented for market rate, while the others will be rented to people who fall below certain income limits. One of the apartments will also be used for transitional housing, and Swell plans to work with local organizations WAVE, Petersburg Mental Health, and the Salvation Army on identifying possible tenants for that. Neighbors spoke of losing privacy and noise from the new apartments. They also asked about parking space, landscaping, and traffic flow around Excel and Second Streets. And neighbors also wondered how much the out-of-town developers would be overseeing the property once it's built. McGrew explains the apartments will be kept up.
We've been criticized for being too involved in the property management by some of our property managers because Glenn and I will own the property, and we're very due diligent about making sure that it's run well. And we have a strong management team, and we'll have a local person here that's also working with us.
Swell plans parking spaces along the Second Street side and Excel Street, and the developers hope the apartments will eventually house some of the people who work in downtown or others who need easy access to the hospital. Gellert notes that future tenants will have to meet income standards and go through an application process.
The income-restricted units everybody will have to income qualify for, and that takes some patience from the tenants. There's a bit of paperwork to fill out. There's a lot of verification that takes place. So it can be a little bit of a lengthy process, but we're hoping that there's enough interest here that people will be patient and work through those applications, and we'll get them housed. We'll start trying to lease units a couple months before we finish, so that once we're done, we can move people in right away.
The two say they'll have rents starting at $465 a month, including utilities, going up to around $900 a month. Swell hopes in February to sign an architect to design the building and is also hoping some local contracting companies will be interested in the construction. There is still permitting work and geotechnical review to take place. The apartments are an allowable use of the commercially zoned land and don't need approval by the Planning Commission. Petersburg's Assembly sent a letter of support for the housing last fall. Swell hopes to break ground on construction as soon as this June. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.